This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, September 25th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the Rogers Historical Museum and a House in Mourning themed tours. During October, the museum's Hawkins House will transform into an early 20th century residence in the hours just before a funeral. This exhibit runs through November 3rd with special evening tours on October 26th and 31st. 621-1154 or rogersarkansas.com/museum for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, the diminishing number of dairy farms in Northwest Arkansas. Once a thriving industry in this part of the state, the family dairy farm is a shrinking part of the business landscape.
Plus, Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net talks to two members of the next General Assembly, one a Republican and the other a Democrat, about the governor's plan to extend Medicare benefits in Arkansas and proposed election reform laws.
But first, new polling results out today from Talk Business Research and Hendricks College show Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney with a strong lead in Arkansas over President Barack Obama. Talk Business's Roby Brock says close to 56% of respondents said last week they were voting for Romney, only 34% for the president.
That's pretty consistent with where we've seen Obama's numbers in the mid-30s, occasionally bumping up into the high 30 range in terms of voter approval. We did put the question in there, would you consider voting for another candidate? 3% said other, and only 7% are undecided. And I think that really mirrors what we're seeing nationally with how tight this race is and people's minds being pretty made up.
Polling results also showed 44% of residents have a favorable opinion of Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, while 39% view Republican Senator John Bozeman favorably. Roby says over 2,000 Arkansans from across the state participated in the poll.
The Fayetteville Transportation Division is getting ready for this year's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. Terry Goley, the city's Transportation Services Director, says while crews check streetlights near Dixon Street throughout the year, crews always check the lights in the week prior to the annual motorcycle rally to make sure areas are as illuminated as possible. But streetlights are only one item on the department's checklist.
Got a few places where we've had accidents and things like that before where we make sure that things are marked as well as possible for people that are from out of town that might not be familiar with curves in the road or bends in the road, things like that. We try and keep that area swept really clean prior to the start of it. And we do sweep it every night, trying to keep the handle on the debris.
Crews were out on Dixon Street Monday morning marking areas around the intersection with Frisco Trail where parking is prohibited. Goley says remarking of no parking zones prior to the festival is a regular occurrence.
The parking department a lot of times will repaint fire zones, things like that, so fire lanes and such, trying to keep people from parking illegally. Now the festival itself, they usually mark off with chalk and stuff where all the vendors are located because they'll be designated areas, things like that.
The rally starts tomorrow and lasts through Saturday.
ConAgra Foods announced yesterday it plans to expand its Russellville facility. According to thecitywire.com, the expansion plans will cost the company more than $100 million, but could add more than 80 jobs at the plant, bringing the total number employed there to around 1,430 people. The plant has been open since 1964 and produces frozen food products under a variety of brand names.
A green jobs training initiative has been gaining steam in the state. 20 community colleges in the state have adopted curricula to prepare job seekers for work in the plumbing, geothermal, solar heat, residential piping, and wind power generation industries. Late last week, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe touted the program during his weekly radio address.
In addition to creating new jobs for those who needed them, the Arkansas Energy Sector Partnership demonstrated to the nation that Arkansans can and will respond to the workforce demands of America's 21st century economy. The program's goal was to train workers in the specific areas of renewable electric power, energy assessment, and energy-efficient building construction and retrofitting. Arkansans who faced employment challenges were specifically targeted to be trained for this work.
Governor Beebe says those recruited for the program included job seekers, high school dropouts, and disadvantaged and dislocated workers. The initiative was paid for with a $4.8 million U.S. Department of Labor grant from 2010. Governor Beebe says of 2,400 people who have either completed apprenticeships or received degrees or certifications through the program, more than 1,700 have found employment.
A construction crew working on the site of the future Founders Hall at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville created a widespread power outage about 9 o'clock yesterday morning. The construction crew knocked out power to more than 30 buildings in the middle of campus when a high-voltage power line was accidentally severed. The outage caused some class cancellations and left some stranded in elevators until the power came back on. Power was restored to most of the campus by 10 a.m., with power fully restored a few minutes later.
In Razorback news, freshman Lindsay Mayo, who is a forward on the Razorback soccer team, yesterday was named the Southeastern Conference Player of the Week. The announcement comes after Arkansas beat number 18 Kentucky on Friday and tied with South Carolina on Sunday. Friday's win marked the team's first win over a ranked opponent. Mayo played 50 minutes in Friday's match, and she became the first team member since 2010 to score two goals in an SEC game. Mayo will return to her home state of Tennessee later this week as she and the rest of the soccer team face Tennessee on Friday. Mayo wasn't the only Razorback named an SEC Player of the Week. Senior Hanalise Torres Lopez, a middle blocker for the Razorback volleyball team, was named the Conference Defensive Player of the Week. Torres Lopez received the honor after helping her team win against Tennessee and Georgia over the weekend. A Salinas, Puerto Rico native, Torres Lopez is ranked fourth in the SEC with an average of 1.4 blocks per set. She and the rest of the Razorback volleyball team will be in Fayetteville this weekend facing Auburn and LSU.
Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of rain in northwest Arkansas. Lows from the mid-60s to lower 70s. Overcast tomorrow, slight chance of rain again in northwest Arkansas. Highs tomorrow, mid to upper 80s. And for Wednesday night, overcast, slight chance of rain, lows around 63 in northwest Arkansas, about 70 tomorrow night in the Arkansas River Valley.